This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
That just shows you that we're here. The microphones are so loud.
They are. All right, that's enough.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Commercial Free Monday.
Yes, that's where we do not stop at all for a commercial, which means there's no reason for you to turn the channel.
None whatsoever.
None.
And none. We go on top of that, we give you commercial free cash. So we're going to give you three times today to listen for a number. And when you get that number at 8, noon, and 4, remember those times, 8, noon, and 4. Producer Nicole didn't know those times. Neither did our boss.
Yeah, our boss. Yeah. Yeah, it was more of a boss thing.
Yeah, but she corrected the boss wrongly.
Yeah, he said 8, 9, and something else, and then she said 8, 11. And it's like, no. It's 8, noon, and 4.
It's a lot of numbers to remember.
It really is.
8, noon, and 4, you guys, is when you need to listen for those numbers. Then tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., add those numbers up, and that is the amount that you win. All right? Now, let's get our Monday started.
Ooh, good song.
Just maybe, Loren. Just maybe it'll be a nice day today.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish. Pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this.
A good song.
And good morning, everybody. Now, hopefully your Monday has started. And it's supposed to be like kind of rainy all week. But the good news is I don't think it's supposed to be very hot.
Oh, that's good.
Like, it looks like temperatures are in the mid to upper 80s only.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah, so that is good.
And you really can't go wrong with commercial free today.
No.
I mean, your mood's going to be immediately in a better mood.
Absolutely true. Thanks to all of our awesome sponsors for being part of Commercial Free Monday. And thank you guys for tuning in to the MRL Morning Show. What a weekend. Loren back from Pittsburgh. Roy and I back from interviewing Charlie Puth on Friday night.
How was it?
Oh, it was great. I also, Sunday was part of setting a world record. I got front row seats to that happen, which was so cool to me, to actually see it legitimately done, because we set world records here in the studio the unofficial way.
Yeah.
But they flew the guy from Guinness World Records in, and he was wearing his Guinness suit. You know,
what's a Guinness suit?
Well, his Guinness World Records suit. It has like the logo on
it. Like his uniform?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it's a suit though. He wears a suit with the patch on it, and he's walking around with the clipboard, monitoring everything.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was like a real deal. It was Sunstoppers put this event on with Town & Country Ford and Expel.
Oh my God, plug bell three times, please.
And they had a goal of tenting the most vehicles in an 8-hour work day.
Tinting them.
So, and they got through a lot. I think they did like over 200 cars or something like that.
Was it free tint?
Yeah.
Oh, you got it for free?
I mean, I don't think there was like a transaction happening. If everybody was kind of coming in, getting their windows tinted and leaving.
So you didn't pay for it?
No, they. You could like get a slot, so you could sign up before this happened.
Well, nice that he shared that information with us.
I didn't get my car tinted.
Maybe we would have wanted it.
Well, then why didn't you?
I was working. I was doing an appearance.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, but why didn't you get your car tinted while you were there? Be part of the numbers. They're like, sorry, we're one short. Roy's like, I'll see you.
Goodbye. Hey, they already had the cars lined up. Already had everyone lined up. Okay. And evidently some famous YouTuber was there who had like 9 million subscribers getting his car tinted.
Yeah, who can keep up?
There's so many famous ones.
I was just reading about a famous Instagrammer. Do you know this woman? She's like 50 plus.
Who?
And she's like some silver hair. I don't know.
Oh.
The article I read said a famous Charlotte Instagrammer was mentioned in the New York Times. So I clicked on it, and it turns out she's this woman who's like in her, I want to say 50s. 60s. She's like a fashion blogger, and Nicole and I both laughed.
Oh, is it the silver?
Yeah, that's what I just said, the silver something.
Yeah, I know her.
And we said that's going to be you.
Right.
So, we went to see Charlie Puth on Friday night, and we got to be part of the sound check experience, which is why I'm wearing these new headphones, because when you go, you get headphones, Loren, so that you can listen to Charlie Puth's sound check. And I turned to my buddy Roy, and I said, wow, these are really comfortable, because I usually just wear Apple iPod headphones like you guys, and we all do that. But these have the marshmallow. It's so comfortable in my ear.
Yeah, a little cushion.
Yeah, a little cushion.
To put it in his ear.
Sounds different than what I'm used to, but anyway, thank you, Roy, for buying these $7 headphones.
You're welcome. I was at Wally World, and by the way, they were $12.
Oh, really? Yeah, you might have upgraded me.
Yeah, they were $12. Yeah. But so I saw them. I was like, hey, we were just talking about those headphones, so I got them for you.
I appreciate that.
It was a cool experience. It was, and by the way, the company that was doing the soundtrack experience, Charlie Puth is like one of the first artists to do this. And I was talking to some friends of mine, and I know some people in the country music world, and I was telling them about it, and they won in on it. So I might be expanding a company and getting no commission.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, let me talk to my people about getting there for our tour. And I'm
so
like,
what? It's like Charlie said, it's much cooler than a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Where you just go, say hi, take a picture.
You listen to the sound check. You hear what the artist hears.
Mm-hmm.
And you listen to him talk to the band.
So when the artist says, hey, can you turn up my gain, or I can't hear myself.
You hear that all worked out.
He did four songs in his entirety, and he's like, you know, here's where, he's like, I'll sing. And then the crowd will sing, and there was only like 50 of us. So he's like, it's going to be much more fun when there's, 10,000 people here tonight.
He's like, but there's going to be a whole interactive part right here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was very cool.
So the guy who invented this whole idea of doing the sound check party is the guitarist from the band Incubus.
Cool.
Yeah, how weird is
that? Didn't we meet them? Wasn't Incubus at, when we went on our haunted house tour. Remember there was a band that was at the gas station.
Yep.
And it was Incubus, wasn't it?
Yep. Yep. And
so confused. You were really drunk at this point.
I remember the band. I just don't remember them being Incubus.
I'm 90% positive it was them.
Or Hoobastank.
I might have been.
Oh, maybe it was Hoobastank.
See, Incubus is pretty big.
I just know Loren was right, boom. She saw celebrities, boom, right there at them.
I was all up in it.
She was right there at them.
Well, I wanted to know why they were unloading their haul with them.
They had a trailer
That they were unloading at the gas station. I was like, are we doing a concert right here?
But no, he started the band, and only like Charlie Puth is doing it, and they're trying it out with a few other artists.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, he started the...
The company.
You said the band, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he started the company, right. Which is so cool. And I really think that I should be, if this thing happens in country radio, I want credit. I really do.
I mean, why do you want credit? Because all an artist has to do is call up the company or the record label and say, hey, we want to do it with, I don't know, who?
No, no, they didn't know.
It seems like
Brad Eldred.
Brad Eldred?
Okay. Why do they need you?
Because I put it in their ear that this is a real thing. And the other cool...
It's something they're already doing, right?
It's not a known thing. It's only like one artist is doing it.
No. But they still do a sound check. It's just the first time that they're inviting people in to consume this.
Yes.
Yeah, so this company, what they do...
This doesn't seem like a novel idea. All you have to do is let people in.
Well, it's a whole app. It's a whole proprietary thing.
When you come in and sit down to watch the Charlie Puth sound check, which, by the way, you pay for...
Mm-hmm.
Now, we sent five winners because we got to do that. We've heard about it. We were like, this is cool. We're going to send five winners.
Right.
Everybody else paid. You walk in, you get like an iPhone. It's like an iPhone 2. It's like a tiny little iPod. And that's the company hooks up through Charlie Puth's board, and they supply all the stuff. So Charlie Puth doesn't have anything to do with the sound check party. The company does it.
I gotcha.
Now, it was really interesting. While they were doing the sound check, I would take my earbuds out to hear what it sounded like outside. Sounded like crap. Sounded like total crap in the speakers. And I asked my friend that. I was like, hey, it sounded great in my head, but I couldn't even hear the artist on the speakers. He says there's two soundboards. There's a soundboard in the front, and that guy's sole job is to make sure that the ear monitors sound perfect. Then there's a guy in the back to his job is to make sure it sounds good for the audience. Mm. There's two people doing sound work. I didn't know that. I thought like it all kind of came out together.
Look at that. It's a whole thing.
I'm learning something about the music industry.
Well, anyway, it was really interesting. And we had a great chat, by the way, with Charlie Puth that we'll play for you guys coming up at 8:35 this morning. We're going to do it at 8:35 this morning. Give everybody a chance to get to work and then you can jump on and listen to that. Okay. So, still no baby Ruby here.
Poor Amanda.
And Amanda really thought it was going to happen on Friday night because we were sitting around and she goes, ooh, the contractions are getting harder.
Yeah.
I could tell they're different because she went through her pregnancy getting Braxton Hicks.
Right.
She's like, this is different.
Mm-hmm.
So, we started timing them. They were running about a minute long and they were happening every 5 minutes. For an hour.
I can't remember. It's when they get to a minute, right? Or no?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, I can't remember. You should probably know this.
She knows it. Come on, Lorraine. I didn't bring this up for you to judge me saying I'm a bad husband. Anyway, all of a sudden, we're like, okay, we got our nanny to get ready to take care of Dean for the night because he was asleep. And then... it just stopped at like 11 o'clock and the rest of the weekend, nothing has happened, which leads me to believe, you know, I ask questions. I'm a big conspiracy guy. You know, my question is in my best Jesse Ventura voice, you know, is she even pregnant?
Oh my gosh.
What's going on? Because she says she's pregnant doesn't mean she's pregnant.
There's signs you could physically see.
Who says that you can't put a... I can put a basketball underneath my shirt and say I'm pregnant.
Oh, sure.
That's what's going on.
I mean, have you looked, Manny? No, I haven't. Have a look. But honestly, we thought it was for sure this weekend. Now she goes back to the doctor again today at 9:45.
Okay. I think it's 5 minutes apart, by the way.
Okay, so we'll find out... Yes, 5 minutes apart, but for a minute.
Yeah.
Yes. So we'll find out more details today on that baby watch.
When
the inducer didn't work from Hawthorne's.
When is your scheduled C-section?
August 13th, but that's got to be moved up.
Yeah.
That's got to be moved up. They'll do that today.
Okay.
So due date is August 6th, which is actually next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I think, right?
Yeah, sounds right. Next Monday.
I mean, she's still technically early, and the baby's all set. She said the baby's not moving around as much.
Yeah, they don't at the end.
Yeah. And then she starts getting nervous because the baby's not moving around.
Yeah.
I know it's, I could see when my sister was in her final weeks, you could see, like, when their hand would push against the side, and you could see the whole hand.
Yeah.
That freaked me out, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, that's a hand reaching out.
There's a person in there.
Trying to get out.
So we have, I know it is, it's totally freaky. And basically, she looks like how she's going to look right now, which is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, she's going to look like that when she comes out.
Right.
She's pretty. She's all cooked.
Oh, she's cooked.
But I got family in from out of town.
Oh my gosh, I felt so bad for Amanda yesterday when you were posting Instagram stories, because I was like, I know what it's like to be at the very end of your pregnancy and all you want to do is like lay around, not be on your feet, not host 35 people. And you, I mean, you couldn't have fit one more person in that household.
There's 18.
Ugh.
Ooh.
But here's the thing.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Nobody's staying with us. Her mother's here. Her mother's staying with us.
Uh-huh.
And Saturday, she went to the acupuncturist. Amanda did.
Oh, what about an induction massage? I was getting those two at the end.
Yeah, I don't know if she can get induced because of the C-section.
No, but it's just a massage. It's like a pressure point massage that's supposed to induce you.
Look,
it's
she'll take anything.
Yeah.
What's the price point on that?
Normal massage.
Okay. So, Roy, Saturday I was good. I took Dean and I took all the cousins to my brother's development where he's got an awesome pool, awesome slide. So the family played. Amanda and her mom just basically rested. They went and did the acupuncture thing. Now here's where a major problem comes in for me, and I can already tell it's going to be a major problem. I played volleyball with the crew over there at the Chimneys in Marvin.
Uh-huh.
And I went to dive for a ball, and when I dove, I felt it. I hurt my shoulder. Ooh. And I'm telling you, I can't even reach to turn to do the phones.
That, if you tell me you're afraid you're not going to be able to hold your daughter or help at night.
I'm going to have somebody look at this. I'm not even joking.
Guys are such babies.
Yeah. He won't be able to do his rotation at night. But maybe my shoulder. I can't.
Oh, if I was Amanda, I'd be like, well, go get a shot of lidocaine and bring your butt back here.
Believe me, there's no sympathy for me after I dove into the sand to save a ball. But, oh, man, it hurts. And, like, even when, like, you know how I throw my papers, but I have a recycle bin behind me, you guys, where I throw papers? And, like, even that hurts. I'm like, oh, I should have taken an ibuprofen.
You should have.
And I didn't.
Yeah.
So.
You need to go see a chiropractor, too. Maybe they can work it out.
Yeah. I need to go get the sonar thing.
Yeah.
The ultrasound.
The ultrasound. Yeah, the muscles thing.
All right, Loren, are you ready to update us on what's going on in Hollywood?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So throughout the morning, you just hear me yell, ow. Just know it's my shoulder.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. So if you've ever dreamed of working for the Kardashians, Kim, Khloe, Kourtney, you're in luck because they are hiring. They are looking for an email marketing manager, and this person must have at least 2 or 3 years of experience in the beauty industry, and they will be promoting their signature brands, including Kylie's Cosmetics and KKW Beauty. They'll have weekly meetings and update the marketing calendar as well. So you'd get to work hand in hand with probably Chris, I would imagine, the most.
So you have to go to L.A.?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But then you could listen to us on the app. Michelle Williams is married.
What are you listening to?
Oh my God.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. They're actually pretty funny.
They would find us funny.
I interviewed Khloe before a long time ago.
I love Khloe. She's my fave. Okay.
I said, hey, Kim, how's it going?
I'm sure that went over well.
She laughed.
So secret weddings are all the rage right now, and Michelle Williams is getting in on that, too. Michelle and her indie rock boyfriend said, I do earlier this month in upstate New York. Both of their kids were there, but I feel like this is becoming a thing. Immediate engagements and then secret weddings.
Yeah. Didn't Cardi B do the secret wedding?
Yes.
But then she lied about it.
I felt so duped after that entire thing. I'm like, but you got engaged in front of our eyes on stage. And they were already engaged and married at that point.
I know, but I think there's something kind of cool about not everybody knowing everything about someone. You know what I mean? Like, as much as good as the paparazzi are and as good as these, you know, these websites are, Radar and Perez and TMZ.
It just seems like two opposite sides of the spectrum. Like, couples are getting together and getting engaged within 2 months, but then they're having these secret weddings. So you're putting all of the spotlight on the front half, and then we're getting none of...
Okay.
What we really care about.
Yeah.
Okay. And with the celebrities getting married, engaged so quickly, I truly believe it's because they can afford a divorce. Whereas everyone else has to really think about
it. Yeah, I think it's sad because I think people are rushing into it without realizing like what marriage really is.
Right, because to them, they're like, if this doesn't work out, you get divorced.
It'll be fine.
Whatevs.
A little publicity for both of us.
Oh, yeah, that's sad to me.
Yep, that's true.
All right, well, speaking of proposals, J-Lo and A-Rod, he is set to propose to her. At least that's the word on the street. But he's getting...
J-Lo's right here. Ask her.
J-Lo, Are you ready to be engaged?
No.
Oh, well, you might want to tell A-Rod that.
No.
By the way, he's getting really jealous of her exes and wants her to stay away from them.
Oh, God.
I'm like, she has kids with Mark Anthony. She can't really not see him.
I didn't put it in, if that's what you're asking.
Nobody asked you that, Jenna,
all
but
right.
Okay.
Wow.
Ooh, that's your dirty.
Thank you, Loren. Speaking of Loren... Well, I want to hear about your weekend. You went to Pittsburgh. You were at the zoo.
Yep. We went to the Pittsburgh Zoo. It was a big family weekend. My aunt turned 60, so mm-hmm. like my entire family was in town.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. We'll get into that. Also, we're going to find out why Nicole wasn't super happy about Loren's trip to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's all coming up in just about 6 minutes.
The famous voices of three best friends who make you laugh until you cry every morning in your car.
The most listened to morning show in Charlotte.
Why did they even want to put us on TV? We can't even master the radio show.
Whoa.
Charlotte's morning show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Back from a busy weekend here on the MRL show. Still no baby for me. Still in a relationship for Roy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happened was...
And no baby for me.
And no baby for you.
Right.
On Friday night, Charlie Puth and the MRL show were supposed to sit down at 4:45 for an interview. That didn't happen, though, did it, Roy?
No. It did not happen. We were majorly late, which caused my whole evening plans to be late, which, you know, it's part of the business. It's fun.
We got flip-flopped. And so we got to go do the sound check, which was really cool. And then Roy's looking at me and he's going, I'm supposed to be at dinner right now. I'm supposed to be at pre-dinner drinks right now. And
did that go over well?
We're up in Concord.
Yeah, it didn't. It was fine. It ended up being fine, but which caused Manny and I to have so much fun at the sound check experience because he was late to even his sound check. And we're like making jokes about it. And like maybe the first question in the interview, we should ask him, hey, so you being late, what was that?
Charlie Puth here. Great songs mean so much for Kiss. Why do you think you were running late for the sound check, though? Like was there
a plane delayed?
Like, was there miscommunication between you and your management? Like, because we know you're doing this in a lot of cities. Maybe we can help.
That's what we wanted to ask him.
So I got a pen. Now you draw me the chain of command. Who's in charge
of your schedule?
Because there were 63 people out there waiting an hour.
They were fashionably late. Yeah.
Charlie was awesome, though.
He was.
Roy made it back. Sterling, his boyfriend, went out without him, I heard.
Hey, well, yeah, he went. Yeah,
the night went on without you.
Yeah.
The night continued.
But Charlie Puth, our sit-down with him, an amazing, really cool sit-down, including we've done a lot of interviews. We've never interviewed an artist who has this in their dressing room.
That's very true.
Mm. Yeah, really, really cool. We'll tell you about it at 8:35.
Showed it to us.
I'm excited. Yeah. Need to know.
So you went off to Pittsburgh, though.
I did.
Back to your hometown.
Yes. It was my aunt's 60th birthday, so like the entire family was in town to celebrate. And I didn't realize this about my family growing up, but they were doing something all weekend that I thought was disgusting.
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
Yeah, they were... Should I just say it now?
Yeah,
and they were kissing each other on the lips.
Oh!
Like, hello and goodbye. So I spent the entire weekend, like, bobbing and weaving to like, get away from these kisses. I was like, please do not plant one on me.
Who was kissing you?
Like, I don't want anyone kissing my son on the lips either.
Like cousins?
Aunts, uncles, cousins, like legit everybody.
Demonstrate on me real quick.
I'm all set. But they would like hold your face too and like almost force you to do it.
Really?
Yeah. So like I would always like go in for the big hug like around the side.
That's hilarious. That's like how Roy hugs.
Yeah. And then I would make jokes about just getting back from Europe. So I would do the double kiss, like the cheek kiss.
The cheeks, yeah.
And look all bougie. But I was like, I don't care. I don't want anyone to kiss me.
But you
me.
Brought attention to it.
I mean, I didn't say, yeah. like, don't kiss me in the lips. But I was like, oh, you know, I just got back from Europe. Let's do the European thing. And, you know.
How many of you all do that? Like the family lip kiss thing?
It's strange to me.
It's not even an Italian thing. Like, I don't even know. Because I remember, like, somebody I used to work with did it. And they were...
Oh, my gosh. And if I wasn't even related to you, I might knock you out. You might get slapped.
I mean, yeah, it was really weird. Like she would come in. She was from California and a little earthy.
Yeah.
But like she would come in and Roy, she would kiss you on the cheek, but the cheek would be damn near like the side of your lip.
Yeah.
It would be as close to your lip as possible. Yeah. But if you and your family do lip kisses, get with Loren, 704-570-9595, because it's something her family does.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I pointed it out to my mom, but.
And your mom didn't think it was weird?
She was like, I mean, you're doing a good job dodging it. And I was like, Mom, but that's still weird. Like, yeah. My mom was even doing it. My mom doesn't typically do that.
Did Dallas get it?
Yes.
Who did he kiss in your family?
My aunt.
On the lips.
Yes.
That's so strange. I remember I accidentally kissed my mom on the lips, and it scarred me for life. You know? You went in for the cheek, and there was some mix-up.
I know.
I mean, I kiss Cash on the lips right now because I'm trying to teach him, like, what kisses are. But, like, when he's 5, I'm not going to kiss him on the lips. When he's 15, I'm not going to kiss him on the lips. And I'm damn sure not going to kiss him on the lips when he's 35.
Well, Dean's 5, and I still kiss him on the lips. Sometimes. He'll come in. He'll do it, though.
Yeah.
Like he'll come to me and go, good night, Dad. I love you. Yeah. And kiss me right on the lips.
Yeah, but he's a little kid.
He's 5. What's the cutoff age?
But at some point, that stops.
20?
20, I hope it's before that.
With Loren's family, it's never.
Yeah.
There is no cutoff age.
I don't know.
704-570-9595. Gosh, we've got to hear from you if you're a family that does the lip kisses. But that's not all that happened in Pittsburgh.
No.
You went to the zoo.
I did.
And what? And it's a good zoo up there in Pittsburgh?
It is the, like, pride and joy of Pittsburgh.
What's it called?
The Pittsburgh Zoo.
Okay.
Fair enough. Very straightforward.
It's so pride and joy, they named it after the town.
And we got a text message last night. So, producer Nicole loves animals.
Yes.
And, of course, you could look at zoos in one of two ways. You could look at them as the animals are trapped, or you can look at them as... These people love animals and they're doing everything they can to conserve and keep conservation and keep animal population in check and help animals, you know, grow. She doesn't look at it that way.
No,
she's definitely thinks the animals are trapped, and which is fine because I think sometimes they are.
That's not even a way to look at it.
What's your beef with zoos?
That was cute for you to throw that in there.
What's your beef with zoos?
I mean, it's not my beef with zoos. It's just like the common facts that are out there. And like, I mean, yeah, growing up, my parents took me to zoos, but there's knowledge out there now and there's proof that these animals aren't being treated as well as they would in their own accord in the wild. I mean, that's like someone taking you and saying, hey, the human species is in danger. Let me put you in this cage for the rest of your life and make people
work.
Pay money.
We do that. We do that every day, 5 days a week for 9 hours a day. It's called work.
You get to pick your work. Those animals don't. I see where producer Nicole is coming from. But with Cash, and she's also said he won't remember this, you know, whatever. But I don't know. Like, we went growing up, and it's something that's big in Pittsburgh, so we wanted to take him.
Of course.
So you went because you want him to have memories.
Columbia's got a great
young
zoo.
Yeah.
Nicole dug at the did some digging in that zoo in Pittsburgh.
Columbia Zoo was on the same article.
It ain't a good zoo. There's some bad things that went on in that zoo.
And recently, unfortunately, I didn't know that before.
None of these zoos advertise with us, right?
Well, if they did, they're stopping now.
But honestly, though, the article that she sent out, the second worst zoo for elephant care was the Pittsburgh. Did you see the elephants?
Yeah.
How'd they seem?
They seemed okay.
No! I don't know. Every time I see an elephant, they look sad.
The problem was with it had to do with a baby last time.
Okay.
I guess when I read the article.
Okay.
So,
yeah. All right. Well, listen.
It wasn't good.
We're figuring it out, right? It's a work in process.
Yeah.
It's true, though. I watched a special on a zoo, and now what they do is they rotate the animals to different enclosures to keep them from being in the same enclosure every day.
Like, keep them from getting stir crazy.
Yes. So Loren went to Pittsburgh over the weekend, and she came to this realization that her family kisses on the lips.
It's so strange to me. I don't remember that growing up.
Let's bring in Laura and Rock Hill. Laura, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Does your family do that too?
So not my family, but the family that I nanny for, and they're all young kids, like 8 and younger, but they kiss their mom on the lips. And one of the girls, my husband comes over from time to time to hang out with the kids, and he just happened to be there around bedtime one night. So we were reading the kids a book, and I told them good night, and I, like, kiss them on the forehead. I don't kiss them on the lips, even though they try to kiss me on the lips.
Yeah.
Well,
you're not family.
Right, yeah. I'm not family. So I don't, you know, I swap enough germs with them. I don't need to kiss them.
Right.
But so my husband leans in. He gives her a hug, and she goes, "Can you give me a kiss?" And he said, "Yeah, I'll kiss your hand." And she said, "No. I need you to kiss me on the lips."
Oh, my gosh.
And he was like, no, I'm not trying to get in trouble with your mom. That's a little too far.
Yeah.
She was like 5 at the time when she was trying to kiss him on the lips. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's cute as a
Thanks,
child.
Laura.
You know, they're like just learning what a kiss is. That's what I said. I kiss Cash on the lips because I'm teaching him, like, that's a kiss,
right.
You know? But I think maybe once you hit puberty, it's time to knock that off.
I mean, was your uncle doing it as well?
They were all doing it. I mean, all grown adults kissing each other on the lips.
Well, Crecia says it's okay. Hi, Crecia.
Hi.
So you think they
How
should?
How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. You think people should kiss on the lips?
Well, we always have, as you know, I kiss my mom on the lips and my sisters. Sometimes we'll do the side, like the very edge, the side of the mouth, you know?
Yeah.
But my daughter and my son, I still kiss them on the lips. I don't know. I guess it's because we've always done it.
Would you be offended if they, like, were like, "Hey, Mom, it's probably time"?
Oh, no, not at all.
Crecia, what are you doing right now?
What's going on?
There's a lot of noise.
I'm sewing.
Oh, you are
oh,
so
this is our
okay.
friend
yes.
at the Restoration Hardware Factory,
yes.
right?
Yes.
That's me.
How do we not remember the name Crecia? Gosh. You're the only one that probably calls in with that name.
And the same noises.
Oh, really?
It's so cool that you're sewing and listening to us right now. Don't you need to be really focused? What if you sew your finger?
Oh, I'm really good at it.
Oh.
Unlike us in radio, she's good at what she does.
Yeah.
So Crecia says, don't worry about it, Loren. And the family, your family will probably go on continuing to kiss each other on the lips.
They definitely will. And they wonder
Thanks,
why everyone's always sick. Like, because y'all are just passing it around to each other.
This is, and by the way, and it's, I don't know why, but it just seems like a Southern thing to me, too. But so to hear it's
Yankees
in Pittsburgh.
Doing it, yeah.
Yes, it's even more strange. Hello, Jenna and Conover. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Morning.
Hi, so does your family do it or your husband's family do it?
My husband's family.
What goes on there?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're from Wisconsin. Of course, we're in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, my husband's aunt, she like kisses on the lips. So I don't really like kissing another woman on the lips, but I do it.
You do it.
You do it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Me and my husband have been together for 15 years, so, you know.
So if you went in and kissed on the cheek, would they correct you and be like, no, on the lips?
No, I don't
Plant one here. Stop trying to bob and weave like Loren. Plant one here. Loren's poor, her neck hurts from bobbing and weaving her family so much this weekend, Jenna. All right, thanks, Jenna.
It's so interesting. So interesting to me. By the way, she said, do what, and we hung up. She didn't hear us.
That's okay. Yeah. She can call back if she needs us. We're here.
It just seems like such like a Southern thing. Like, yeah, come give Pat Paul a kiss.
Yeah.
Come on here. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems so Southern.
Oh,
to
they
me.
Like grab you by the chin, too. And they like,
do?
Yeah, they want it. I'm like,
Listen, speaking of kissing, listen to this clip from a movie.
I'm going steady and I French kiss.
So everybody does that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best
at it. Oh, my gosh.
Roy's going to tell us why someone called him when they were on a date.
Yeah, they okay. needed help getting
Ooh.
Out of it.
Ooh. Yeah.
Not bad, huh?
We'll get to that coming up here in a second, but I wanted to let you know that this couple, Loren, is getting married 100 times in 100 different countries.
That's cool.
I knew you would like this.
Ooh, of course. It seemed like an...
I just saw Julianne Hough's video and from her wedding, and it makes me want to get married all over again. I just reposted it on my Facebook and tagged my husband in it, and I was like, can we do this? And he don't even think about it.
Renew your vows.
I'd love to. At my 10-year anniversary, we've got 2 years to go.
This is he's a travel blogger and his wife. They're taking it to the extreme. The idea first started about getting married 100 times in 100 different countries because he and his wife were on assignment in Mexico as newlyweds. And a few days later, after they walked past this church, he said, hey, we should get married in this church. you know, but they were already married. Mm-hmm. So
it's kind of like a joke.
Kind of a joke. They did an impromptu second wedding.
I love that. I mean, you obviously can't expect for anyone to be at your 100 weddings, but.
So far, the couple's gotten hitched 20 times in 15 countries.
Mm-hmm. Hang on a second. That math ain't working out.
Bing.
Why are they getting married multiple times in one country?
They couldn't decide on the same church.
They actually got had a ceremony in Turkey in an 800-year-old farmhouse.
Okay.
Ooh, that's cool.
They had a Slovenian wedding where the bride was carried up 100 steps of fortitude to ring the bell of wishes. So in each country, they're doing something that the culture there does when a bride gets married, which is cool. So anyway, they're loving that, getting married 100 times in 100 countries.
Good luck.
I think I could talk Dallas into that one.
Could you imagine the money they're having to spend to travel all these countries?
Well, they're travel bloggers. I mean, it's probably all comped.
I guess. Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
A lot of it, I'm sure, is comped.
Yeah. Kiss 95.1.
Going completely commercial-free today. Also, commercial-free cash. The first number coming up less than an hour from now. But we had a friend that moved to Chicago. And she sends me, we do like a video chat, like at 5 o'clock. And she says, hey, I'm going on a date tonight. And the date was supposed to pick her up like at 7:45, 8 o'clock. And it was kind of open-ended. She didn't know where they were really going. They just knew that he was going to pick her up and they were going to go out for the evening.
First date, or had they been out before?
First date. They've talked on Bumble or whatever the app was that they talked
on.
So I then get a phone, a text message like 8:30 saying, be ready to call. Be ready to call. And so I'm like waiting and I'm waiting and I'm like, do I call now? Was be ready to call a typo? Does she mean like call now?
Yeah.
Like, am I misreading the situation? And then like I get a text message saying anytime now.
I'm waiting.
Hello.
Yeah. So I call and come to find out he didn't take her to dinner.
Where did they go?
He took her to like a bar for a drink. And meanwhile, she has an aide and she's starving the whole time. And she's like, I need to get out of this date. She goes, he took me to, I thought we would be at least doing dinner and drinks. You know what I mean?
Was he not planning on doing a cocktail here and then maybe going for dinner?
No, that was it. He just wanted to go out for drinks. And she's like,
I guess that's the safe thing to do for a date.
She was starving. She's like, I got to get out.
She asked you to call and then she told him. My mom has an emergency. I have an emergency. You were a fake call.
Yeah. She was not like in front of him when she took it. She stepped away.
Yeah.
And then she came back and she was like, hey, I have family back in North Carolina. And there's something about with the house that happened. And I need to call my mom. I got to go. There's some family thing. So she left.
That's the worst.
Yeah. I can't remember if she said something like flooded and my mom's really upset and the memorables are gone, but mom's really upset and I got to go.
What a connection, huh?
Seriously.
Yeah. My third cousin in North Carolina's basement is flooded.
Well,
really tore up about it.
And I was coaching her on the line. And I was like, the best part to lying is not providing details. I was like, because I think when you over-provide details, then that's...
You're overcompensating.
Yeah. I should be like, you should say, hey, something's came up. I got to go. And then just leave.
And the move, ladies, is to grab the purse right away. Because once you grab the purse, the guy or the gal, whoever you're out with, knows it's over.
Right.
How often does that happen, though, you think, Loren? How often does someone have to use your help me person?
Yeah.
Or my standby?
I think it happens a lot.
Have you ever used it?
No, but I've had girlfriends who have asked me to help them get out of dates.
So you call. They answer the phone and you go, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. This is to help you. Is it horrible? And they're going,
Oh, my gosh. Really? Okay. All right. I'll call you as soon as I get home. Like, it goes like that. And then I'm sure they hang up and say, listen, something happened. I've got to go.
Then they get in the car and they call you. And girl.
Oh, that was the worst date I've ever been on. That guy didn't even pay for my drink. Awesome. And he ordered for me. And I don't even like gin. And
Oh,
that's funny. Well, good for you, Roy. You helped her out.
And I did. And I feel bad that she's sitting there starving and like He's not picking up any cues. She's probably saying, like, can we get, like, an appetizer? He's probably like, no, I'm fine. I had dinner.
Yeah. That's funny. She probably, but so it turns out that he wasn't necessarily so creepy. It was just that she was starving and had to go eat.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
He didn't take her out on a dinner.
All right, 704-570-9595. Tell us if you were ever on one side or the other. Did you have to help a friend during a date, or did you ask a friend to help you get out of a date? We want to know, why did you have to help someone get out of a date?
Well, let's bring in Autumn and Gastonia. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I actually have both sides of the story. I lived in Virginia temporarily for a while, and while me and a particular girlfriend of mine were single, we would date, and we would be each other's, like, backup. We knew when we were going on the date. We had a picture of who the girl was going on the date with. We knew everything we needed to know, and I've called on at least three occasions for her, just pretending to be bawling my eyes out loud as can be to make sure that the guy hears her friend freaking out, and she's going to go, okay, well, I got to go take care of this.
It's so funny because nobody answers their phone on speakerphone. You know, like, you would never do that in a crowded restaurant or anything like that, but they always do. And I love that you put on a whole show for your friend.
Yeah. Full out. I made sure that whether I was on speaker or not, I was going to be heard. Like, I wanted her to have, like, the best excuse she could to get out of it. And she's done the same for me with some really creepy guys.
No. Hey, Autumn, I was just going to ask that because you said you've been on both sides. What was the last time you had to have somebody call to get you out of a date?
I had to have her to call me out of the date, actually, because the guy he seemed fine whenever we were talking. This was, of course, an online date, and he seemed fine when we were talking and messaging. And then we go out for the actual date, and we're at the date, and I'm just feeling really uncomfortable, and he's trying to order for me, but he's ordering things that I don't even like, and his whole demeanor was very, I'm going to show you that I'm the boss kind of thing, just wanted to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I texted her, level 10, call now. <Level 10. laughs>
Thanks, Autumn.
Level 10. All right, Hunter in Fort Mill, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Hunter, what side were you on? Did you have to help someone or did someone help you?
I had to have my friend help me. I was on a horrible date.
What happened?
Well, we had just went, this was a long time ago too. This was probably a year ago. We went on a date to get some food and some drinks or whatever. And I'm usually like a two drink kind of girl. I don't really, you know, especially if I know that I'm going to be driving later in the night home or something, you know, I don't like to drink that much. So I wanted to have maybe one or two glasses of champagne or wine. He just kept ordering and ordering and ordering, like, he ordered a whole bottle first, drank most of it, and then just kept drinking and drinking and drinking, and I started to get really uncomfortable. I was like, is this guy just trying to load me with alcohol right now? What's going on? And then he ended up just being super drunk, just not making sentences. Like, when it came time to get the bill, he just was rude to the waitress, and so I was like, girl, you need to call me right now, and she ended up telling me that her car broke down and that she was stranded on the middle of the road. She gave me the exact road name in Charlotte, like where to come, and she was crying. It was great.
Hunter says it was great. Well, I'm glad you got out of that. And when you told him, what did he say?
He was so drunk that I just don't even think he cared.
Did he ever call you afterwards? Because that's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, no.
Oh, so he knew. He knew.
Yeah, we like never spoke again. Yeah, it was bad.
Thanks, Hunter. Have a great day. Before, Loren, we get to your dirty, that happened to me once, too. I think I've shared this with you guys before where the girl told me that, like, something happened to her aunt. Remember, I took her to this big party.
Yeah.
It was, like, a huge pool party at this really expensive house. I was super excited to, like, hang out with her all day at this pool party. And, like, all of a sudden, she just turned. She's like, she disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, something happened to my aunt. My sister's coming to pick me up.
And you never spoke to her again?
No, because her and her sister were besties anyway, and I knew they were, like, in cahoots together. So I was like, all right, I got it. You don't have to lie to me.
She didn't like you.
No, she didn't, Roy. Can you believe that?
Oh, it's so... I cannot believe that.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Justin Bieber just caught up with the paparazzi, and this was such a cool move. The paparazzi asked Justin Bieber what his next project was, and he said getting married, and then the photographer asked who the lucky girl is.
Ah.
Like, do you live under a rock? And he was with her. He just wanted to see the reaction. And, of course, Bieber grabbed her hand and said her. And, you know, it was a whole thing.
Have you guys, the wrong name.
Yeah. Have you guys heard the new No-Brainer yet?
Yes.
With Justin Bieber, DJ Khaled.
Saw the music
Chance
video.
The Rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, Bieber looks like Joe Dirt in this video.
You sneak out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it changed your whole life. Pop top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, he's singing high in that. It makes it sound younger.
Yeah.
I like it. I do think DJ Khaled is way more yelly in this song than the I'm the One. A lot more yelly chants.
Okay.
And like in the middle of the song. And I'm like, pipe down, Khaled.
That's his move.
We know you're there.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, but I produced this.
We know.
Hey, all these guys are working together again, right?
Most of them,
and so they're becoming like a super group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Chant is on it and everything.
Can you imagine if they put out a whole album? Jeez. Bruno Mars is scrambling to find a new opening act after Cardi B had canceled on him. You know, she thought she was going to be right back on the road after she had the baby, and she didn't realize she had underestimated mommyhood.
Yeah.
And decided to not go on tour, but he is, I mean, scrambling, and they kick off September 7th. They still don't have anyone.
I'm available.
Oh, yeah? That would be nice of you.
Yeah, I'll show up.
Will you do it for free?
Do a couple jokes.
Okay. Fans are going crazy because they think that Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton may have tied the knot. They spent a fun-filled weekend together in his hometown, and she posted a photo of Blake's sister with the hashtag gotlucky hashtag sister-in-law. Okay. So people are like, did they make it legal?
I mean, that pretty much spelt it out.
Yeah, but you might. Like, I have my, well, this is doesn't speak volumes for my family today because they kiss on the lips and then they all say whoever they're dating is their husband. Like, I know. It's weird. That's my family is strange.
Yeah.
I'm the black sheep of my family and I'm the most normal.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Oh, you don't think I'm normal?
No.
Okay. It's all right. Meghan Trainor says that she has confidence that Demi Lovato will be okay. And she says that she actually helped her through some trying times as well. She said just watching her, she realized that she wasn't alone. And she does have faith that she's a strong girl and she will be able to bounce back from this.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
The Mani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Lexi, what's going on with your boyfriend, Ryan, that makes you think he's cheating on you?
Well, my friend told me that there is a picture of Ryan on Craigslist. Like, he has a listing open. And it has his picture. There's, like, a dirty picture. And a clean picture, like a G-rated picture. And it also has his phone number.
Wait, so your friend told you this?
Yeah, my friend found it somehow on Craigslist.
So did you see it?
Yeah, I've seen it now.
Okay. I like how your friend's perusing that section.
I was like, why was your friend on Craigslist? Sorry, I know.
Good friend or creepy friend? That's the question.
I mean, some of them are pretty funny.
Right. No, there's no doubt. Okay. So.
All right. So, I mean, the listing says, like, you know, services or, like, call for services. Anyway, so I confronted Ryan about it, and he, like, denied it, said that a friend put it up, that it was, like, meant to be funny. And he ended up taking it down. And then my friend called me again and said that she found it again, but it was a different phone number. And I tried calling this number, and it just goes to an automated, like, message.
I'm curious what the services offered were. What did the ad say?
So it's really vague, like, services provided, whatever you want, call for details.
Okay.
Wow.
So what happens, Lexi, this is a 3-year relationship. Like, what happens if this is actually Ryan?
I mean, it has to be over. He's, like, putting me at risk. This isn't, like, safe behavior when you're in a relationship. And, like, it's unacceptable.
All right, so we have two numbers. She gave us both numbers, Roy.
We have Ryan's normal cell phone and then number, and then we have the number he posted on Craigslist. Let's try
Just try calling the Craigslist number first.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of want to see who will answer.
Now, if we get a hold of the Craigslist number, don't do the roses spiel. Act like you want to book a service.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Here we go.
This is Thor. What service can I help you with?
Oh, hi. I just saw your Craigslist ad. I mean, this is my first time ever calling one of these numbers, but I'm not sure how this works. What are you offering exactly?
Happiness. whatever you need. What are you in the mood for? I can give you massage.
Okay.
Whatever you want. I'm here to make you feel good.
So, Thor, is this really you in the picture?
Oh, yeah. I'm not one of those kinds of sites where you don't get what you pay for. That is
okay,
all
Ryan. Like, this is not okay.
Ryan, that's Ryan. Your girlfriend, Lexi.
Thor?
Yeah, Ryan, Thor, whatever you're going by.
Yeah, we caught you, dude. Swerve the Roses with the Mania on the Red Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
You have the wrong number. This is
Thor.
This is Thor.
Lexi, is that Ryan? Do you recognize his voice?
Yes, absolutely. That's Ryan. We've been dating 3 years, dude.
It's a good move.
I admire your commitment to the thing here, but. We caught you cheating, buddy.
I don't.
Stop it.
This is. I think you must have the wrong. I might sound
Stop
like
it.
Somebody.
No. You need to face this right now.
Thor, Ryan, you don't have a girlfriend named Lexi.
Oh. What's that noise?
Did you know what that noise was?
What?
Hey, why don't you answer that phone, Ryan?
Are you calling him?
I just called that
other
number on my cell phone. Did you hear the vibrate?
I heard
the
it.
Phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's proof to everybody that we are talking to Ryan and that Lexi's not making this up or wrong.
Yeah, Thor.
What are you doing, dude? You got a girlfriend.
Lexi, can I call you right now?
No. We've talked about Please. This before and it didn't change anything, so now you get to talk about it on the radio.
No. That was... This is obviously, I mean, that's different. This is something that, I'm just doing something for fun. This is
No, it's not fun to put our relationship at risk and my health at risk. And this is not what is acceptable in our 3-year relationship.
Ryan, do you hook up with the customers or the clients?
No. Absolutely not. No, there's no.
Yeah.
There's no physical.
Do not believe you.
Yeah, you said a massage
you just offered a massage.
Or whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much?
In massage. It's just touch, Lexi. It's just touching, Lexi. There's no physical.
You're not
physical.
Even
touching is physical.
Like no.
Please.
How much money do you get for like a service like what Loren was asking for?
Not enough, apparently. Hundreds of dollars. Okay.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right. Lexi, this is over.
Yep. Bye.
Lexi, please.
All right. Sorry that you found out this way. I just hung up on him. Man, that was like crazy.
Wow.
Oh, and his voice. I can't get it out of my head.
I love how he tried to stay with the character. That
oh
was
my
awesome.
Gosh.
Yeah, we busted him. All right. Sorry you had to find out this way.
Okay. Thanks. I love you guys.
All right, love you too. Let us know if you need anything.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
Thanks for having us in your car, on your commute today. Thanks for having us as part of your day. We are the MRL Morning Show, and you just heard War of the Roses, or maybe if you got in the car, you didn't. Lexi wanted to find out if her man Ryan was indeed on Craigslist under a different name.
He sure is.
He answered the name as Thor when we called him.
Mm-hmm.
And he does massages.
As Thor.
swears up and down to Lexi that they're not erotic massages, but Lexi wasn't having it. She's like, no.
Yeah, I don't believe that either.
I don't believe you.
The amount of messages we're getting funneled into the studio is so funny. And then there's so many of them, I can't even count them, but one of them that we just got was from Laura, and she was like, does Thor do birthday parties?
Well, we had a discussion in here with our friends on Facebook Live, which, by the way, you can follow us on Facebook Live and see the show live right now on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page. It's like a legit good
show.
It looks like a TV show with cutting cameras and all that stuff, so you could check in there. But the conversation was, did anybody or does anyone use services like a massage or like something that's not, you know, getting your yard cut or using an electrician? Because you could go on Craigslist and get those services. Mm-hmm. I've done that. I had an electrician come fix an outlet, $100.
Recently?
He was there for 10 minutes. Not like 2 years ago.
Okay.
He was there for 10 minutes, Roy.
Just in and out. Is that a good deal?
$100. Mm. And I was like, $100? He goes, yeah, or I just don't have to fix it. Mm. No, he shook me down.
Oh. I found you on Craigslist. It should be like $20.
Cheaper, yeah. You should be the cheapest out there.
But we're wondering if you've ever used a service from Craigslist, 704-570-9595.
Was it a good company?
I mean, so they took away the personals on Craigslist.
Yeah, because they were getting a little out of hand.
Yeah.
Well, that, and also I think government regulations were telling them that if I met you on Craigslist, Loren, and you killed me, Craigslist would be responsible for that because we're the meeting site.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Craigslist is the meeting site.
Well, you can still murder someone with a service. So, you know what I mean? Just because you take the personals away doesn't mean you can't murder them.
Yeah, they're not advertising. They're going to come to your house and...
Right. Use the service on Craigslist. But if you've ever used a service, like you've gotten a massage, a haircut, I don't know what other services.
I see a lot of computer repairs on Craigslist.
Computer repairs.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, is that a thing?
Yeah, was it legit? 704-570-9595.
Well, and then we were just kind of poking around on the website, and we found out that Craigslist is a fantastic place to work.
Yeah, they're hiring, Loren. Yeah.
What are their benefits like?
Amazing.
You want to hear?
Sure.
100% paid, including eligible dependents, health, and dental insurance. Craigslist provides health reimbursements up to $10,000. 3-to-1 match on your charitable donations up to 10% of your salary. 401k match up to 6% of the salary.
This sounds a lot like a Craigslist ad that's a fraud.
Yeah, you work there and you find out. Like one of them says that it's 25-foot ceilings. You get there and there's 8-foot ceilings. You're like, wait a second.
Too good to be true. 4 weeks paid time off and 10 paid holidays.
Wow.
I didn't even know there was 10 holidays. I mean, what, they consider Arbor Day? And today's National Ride an Elevator and Talk Day. Is that a day off for Facebook?
Evidently.
Paid parental leave, both paternal and maternal. Commuting stipend up to $360 a month.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd buy this.
And by the way, they have a website that hasn't been updated in like 15 years.
So they're looking for JavaScript developers, mobile app developers, systems administrators, and security analysts.
Huh.
And it does say healthy, vegan, vegetarian, and omnivore.
Mm. Well, it's an omnivore. I know Nicole's a Presbyterian. Pescatarian.
Pescatarian.
What's an omnivore? Do you know, Nicole?
Something with veggies, right?
An omnivore?
Yeah.
It's someone that eats, I mean, it's whatever. It's like when you eat meat and plants.
Oh.
Oh,
so that's
so it's normal.
I'm an omnivore. Okay.
Well, they have omnivore, vegetarian, and vegan breakfast, lunch, and snacks all available at this headquarters. So go work at Craigslist if you could, please, and report back to us how awesome it is.
I feel like this is one of those moments that we should have knew what omnivore meant.
Yeah, me too.
And that we're stupid.
And now I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, herbivore is a
vegetarian. The plant one.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
This is Susan in Concord. Susan, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. You used Craigslist for a service. What did you get?
I got a massage from this guy, and he is awesome. He does it on the side as a side job, and he is certified and everything, and he is awesome.
Was it Thor?
Yeah, was it Thor?
You what?
Was it Thor from War of the Roses?
Oh, no. That's not his name. Okay. Sorry. No. Sorry, but that's not his name.
That wasn't Thor's real name either.
Yeah.
Yep, that is not his name. But he does a great job, so, and he's really good. So, and it's no funny stuff or anything. He's just really good.
Pretty cheap.
Does it on the side.
Pretty affordable?
Yes, he is. Yes, okay. He is. So,
did you go to him or did he come to you?
No, you can go to his house and he'll set up, or he'll come to you. Either way.
Oh, okay.
And were you nervous the first time you met with him?
The first time, but my boyfriend went with me just to be on the safe side, just to be legit, mm-hmm. and it was very legit, and it was good. So it was great, much cheaper than those other places.
Thanks, Susan.
Very good.
Thank you. Yeah. And so we're just wondering if the Craigslist service thing is legit. It's crazy because I remember Amanda and I, when we first moved here, we found a house cleaning company on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who I talked to said that two ladies were going to show up to clean the house. And it was like two guys. And they were like, I don't know, it looked like father and son. And I was like, what happened to the two ladies?
Yeah.
No, not that I don't think you can do a good job. What happened to the two ladies?
Yeah, you're expecting something different.
Yeah, he's like, two ladies? Nuh-uh. So Amanda's like, oh my God, what's going on?
Did they do a good job?
We just let them do the downstairs and then they left. It was really weird.
Yeah.
It was really weird. It didn't matter. If the guy said the two ladies are on another job.
Right. Or we have a whole staff. They called out today.
He goes, two ladies? What's that? What's that?
Yeah. People get immediately suspicious. Especially when it involves housekeeping and they're in your own things.
Yeah.
Too. Sterling was just suspicious over our housekeeper girl.
Haven't you had them for like 2 years?
And like, because I'm home during the day, I see them, you know? And so he's never met the people, though. And so his sunglasses go missing, and he's the first one to accuse them.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm like, easy. Hang on. I know these people. They're not stealing anything.
They're probably under your seat in the car.
It was beside his bed in his drawer. He's like, I looked in that drawer. It wasn't there. I'm like, okay, just so you know, we were accusing a housekeeper who's done nothing but clean up after our sloppy messes.
And done a great job. And done a great job.
Yeah. We're ready to accuse a housekeeper.
Oh, that's funny. All right, you can keep the conversation going. Like we said, we are on Facebook Live on Kiss95.1's Facebook page. You can watch us there and let us know about your shady Craigslist dealings, if you've had any. You can also call us at 704-570-9595. We got to talk about this story. It's popped up, and a woman was on her way, Loren, to be part of her friend's wedding. While on the flight, she checked her email, and the email said, you are no longer in the wedding.
Whoa.
Wait till you hear how JetBlue helped her. We'll discuss in just about 6 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
From Pittsburgh last night, and flying or travel can always be a bit of a nightmare.
No, it is, Loren.
Sometimes, not always. Last night was a little bit of a nightmare. But I found this article, and there was an airline that actually came to somebody's defense, and I love this. So Courtney Duff, she was a bridesmaid in a wedding. And she received an email saying that she's been relieved of her bridesmaid's duties due to the fact that she's been so busy with school and she can't attend all of the events. So, you know, the bachelorette party, finding the gown, all these things.
Yeah. Sorry that I got my life.
Right.
But she's also already booked a flight to the wedding. So now she's not only out for her bridesmaid jumpsuit, which they're not wearing girl dresses, they're wearing jumpsuits.
Okay. You like that?
I think it's different. She's now out for this flight.
But could you get down with it?
It depends on the jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, the bride not only kicked her out of the wedding, but asked for the jumpsuit back so that somebody else could wear it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bold move.
So this girl reaches out to JetBlue, who she had booked the flight with, on social media, saying, I'm laughing and crying to avoid really feeling all the costs to this wedding. Please help. I've booked a flight and I've now been kicked out of this wedding. Well, JetBlue is now waiving her change fee so that she can use the flight for something
else. There you go.
Really?
Good for JetBlue. Yes. You see that, American?
Wow.
Yeah, because I tried to give a sob story too one time about how I messed up with the flight and I did not get a waived
Maybe you
fee.
Could use the Bridezilla card next time.
Maybe.
So they waived it, and mm-hmm. then I also saw that, like, everybody on the internet was coming to her defense too.
Yeah, they were, yeah. And they were, you know, they were commenting about how crazy it is to be kicked out of a wedding via email, and also they were commenting on the bridesmaid's jumpsuits.
Well, and that tells me that that bridesmaid isn't that close of a friend to begin with, because if she's willing to, hey, you're not my wedding over an email.
Right.
Go that route, then they're not.
I would be so chapped about getting kicked out of this wedding. I would send the jumpsuit back, but I'd, like, do something to the jumpsuit, like cut the crotch out or something.
Oh, my gosh, Lauren.
So that nobody could wear it.
And then the room would be at the wedding to watch the disaster unfold.
Hey, yeah. I'm in a wedding in January. Should I try and see if I can get kicked out of it?
No.
To do different things?
Weddings are fun. I mean, it's hard to be a bridesmaid or a groomsman, but yeah. Just to go to a wedding is fun.
Why were you kicked out of a bridesmaid party or maybe as a groomsman? Why were you kicked out of the bridal party?
Well, I told you out of my friend got kicked out of one because he wouldn't grow the beard. Everyone had a beard, and he wouldn't grow a beard, and so the men didn't match that was standing up there, and the wife didn't like that, and the guy didn't. The husband didn't care.
Yeah,
But his fiance did not. She wanted everyone to have like a beard. It was the strangest thing.
Yeah, I don't want to point fingers, but ladies, brides. It's usually you that put the foot down.
Whoa.
Well, it's true. You just heard Roy just told the story. The groom didn't care.
I know. And like a lot of people, my husband was so great about our wedding. He's like, just put a red X on the ground and tell me where to stand. You do the rest. I'm cool.
Bing.
It's your day.
Yep. That's how you get married.
And when we say it's your day, that gives you the right to tell us we don't want your friend who's got a mullet in our wedding. I don't want him in my pictures. 704-570-9595. Why did you get thrown out of the wedding party? We'll take your calls on that.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Kanye West has dealt with a lot of family health issues, and he just found out that his father was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Oof. Yeah. So he's, still dealing with that. Those feelings, you know. He lost his mom. And now he's, you know, afraid to lose his dad. So definitely his fans are in, have him in his thoughts and prayers. Okay. So I didn't know this, but Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' little girl is the voice on, do you remember the Taylor Swift song Gorgeous? In the very beginning, there's a little baby that says Gorgeous. It's their daughter.
Oh, okay.
How'd she get wrapped into that?
I guess they're friends, like, outside, and they just asked her to do it, and she said sure. So Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, they went to Taylor Swift's concert while they were in town.
Okay.
Yeah, very fun. And, Manny, I know you love Alex Trebek on Jeopardy, but he could be retiring. His contract is only until 2020, and he said that there is greater than a 50-50 chance that he will pass the torch when the contract comes up.
My brother Kevin is in the studio. I got cousins, and they're all in town, so Kevin is here. And he tried out. Didn't you try out for Jeopardy? And come over to this microphone real quick.
Yeah.
Did you get to meet Alex or no?
No, Alex, I did not meet. Actually, I think the big thing is with Jeopardy, they send out a whole bunch of different cities, and then if you do well enough, they'll move you forward.
Yeah.
And at some point, yeah, you may actually meet them. But no, and you know, you're thinking to yourself, oh, I answer all the questions when I get on the TV, and I have no problems. You know, I get most of them.
Yeah.
And,
but when you're on the spot,
it is incredibly difficult.
We get the same thing with Can't Be Lauren. They're like, I went in my car every day, and then the moment they're on the air, the pressure gets there.
When you're doing your quiz, are you playing against two other people? So does the clicker matter too?
No, and that's the worst part. I really wanted to do that. That's always the thing that you think, oh, how fun that would be.
Right.
But no, I didn't get that far.
Yeah, I just want to hit a button.
Yeah. Although, you know what I did find out about that, which was interesting, that you don't see on watching the TV, is they actually have what are like the drag strip lights go down so that you know when you can log in, because they say you can't do it until Alex stops speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And normally you're like, well, when did, you know, how do you time that out? So that they said that actually what they do is you don't see it, but they have lights that go down. And as soon as it gets to that bottom light, now you can click
There's
in.
There's a reaction.
Let me talk to Roy for a minute. Hold on. like a drag race, not a drag show, buddy. Different,
right.
Different lights. Different
well, I mean,
setup.
There's bright lights in a drag queen
show.
That
is true.
Everybody gets excited when they go on.
It's practically the same thing.
So it is kind
thing.
Of like American Idol, where you don't see the judges until you're kind
That's
of on
right.
the show.
But yeah. Alex is so good at it, I just can't imagine he gets to the point where it's like, I just can't answer another question. I can't ask another question. Yeah. I just, I can't. I got to stop.
You know, we've been doing it since like 86 or 87 or something.
Same with Sajak.
It's incredible.
On that Wheel of Fortune, which is less work than what
But you know,
Alex does.
I think why they like it is they film them all in one day. Yeah. You know, and you don't know that. But yeah, if you win, and that's why they say sometimes you'll see people that do really well the first day or two.
Yeah.
And then after going through their third show, they're exhausted. They don't, you know, their brain is scrambled, but we don't realize it. But it's been like 3 hours worth of work for them. And by that point, they're just, you know, all scattered brained.
Do you think Kevin's got the Maney talk gene?
Yeah, he's
talks, good, right?
I do. He could be in radio. He has that voice for it, too.
He was on college radio and let me on the air one day, so I thought the least I could do is pay him back and let him get on the air here.
There you go.
He opened his eyes to a new career.
Correct. Otherwise, he would have been a garbage man. He really liked hanging out in the back of garbage trucks when he was kid. And Dean did that. Do you guys hear that? Dean got to go and hit the button for the garbage truck.
Oh, I saw a photo.
That's my brother was like. He used to follow the garbage truck with his bike, and then they would finally relent and say, okay, here, hit the button.
I'm not even joking. Kevin's doing such a good job of hanging out with you guys. Right. Amanda's got a 9:45 doctor's appointment. Can Kevin sit there? You come on the board and I'll leave?
Why not? Sure.
I mean, the show might go all right. I'd like to listen to that.
Nobody would notice a difference either.
Does he sound like me?
No, he sounds deeper than you.
Yeah, you guys are different.
I'm from Chicago, so I probably have a little different.
Hey, want to get dirtier?
That was my board work.
Good job, bud.
Here's what you need to say. You say, what's hot, what's trending, what is Loren like?
What's hot? What's trending, and what does Loren like?
Well, today I love, it's a bra for you ladies. It's called Third Love. And sometimes we have a little issue staying in our bras. This one, their claim to fame is that you will not fall out of it. We'll have all the information for you up at kiss951.com.
Now, who knew that was a thing?
Oh, you pop out sometimes. You reach down to your purse, and sometimes you get a little adjustment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got a bunch of people on hold that want to talk about when they got kicked out of the bridal party. If you want to jump in, you can, too.
704-570-9595. Taking your phone calls next.
I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos.
Muy bien.
The famous voices of three best friends who make you laugh until you cry every morning in your car.
The most listened to morning show in Charlotte.
Why do they even want to put us on TV? We can't even master the radio show.
Whoa.
Charlotte's Morning Show, Maney, Roy, and Loren, KISS 95.1.
Going completely commercial-free today. We are not stopping at all. Music nonstop. Also, this commercial-free cash number is at 8, noon, and 4. Take those numbers, add them up. Call Tuesday at 8 a.m. for your chance to win that amount in cash.
Here's what we'll do. We'll take these calls. People are on hold, Loren, after that article you read about the bride.
Yeah, she got kicked out of the wedding.
Bridesmaid, yeah.
Yeah, via email. And JetBlue came to her aid and waived her change fee for her flight.
So we're going to take phone calls on why you got thrown out of the bridal party here in a second. But if you're here right now to hear Charlie Puth and our chat with him on Friday night before he took the stage at the PNC Pavilion, just wait like 5 more minutes and we'll have that for you. We promise. It was a really good conversation. Plus, he's going to tell us something he has in his dressing room that no other artist I've ever interviewed has in their dressing room.
It's very true.
And it's kind of cool.
And he also tried something for the first time that it will make you go, you've never had that before? What?
I got family from out of town, and I'm interested to know if they've had it either. I bet you they haven't.
Really?
Is it food? Mm-hmm.
It is a food item. Okay. But it's like a staple here in the South.
Oh.
Especially in this area, which it may be known for. All right, let's bring in Caitlin?
It's Kathleen.
Kathleen, sorry. I was like, is it Catherine? Kathleen?
Dumped again by a name.
I'm never good at the name. Kathleen from Indian Trail, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, thanks. So my friend was in my wedding, and me and my sister were in her wedding. And she wanted to help plan my bachelorette party, but my sister had kind of, like, taken the wheel with that, and, like, she was already doing it. And so she got mad. Kicked me and my sister out of her wedding, but also took herself out of my wedding, too.
Oh, my gosh.
The drama, Loren.
Yeah, I bet you guys don't talk to her anymore, right?
No.
Oh my gosh.
That's enough to end a friendship.
Yeah.
Okay. It was. Bonus points if your marriage lasted longer than hers.
Well, so I got married. Well, I guess it has technically. I got married in March and she got married in May.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. About a couple months.
Okay.
You're well on your way. Thanks, Kathleen.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
All right. Let's bring in Amanda from Greenville. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right. So I was in one of my friend's wedding, and a few days before the wedding was the bachelorette party, of course. Needless to say, we had some drinks, of course, and next thing I know, I was getting arrested. They had me arrested that night.
On your own bachelorette party?
No, it wasn't mine. It was my friend.
Yeah, but what happened?
Okay,
you say
they got you arrested.
Yeah.
They got me arrested because basically, long story short, they didn't like my boyfriend at the time.
Okay.
And I was trying to call him. They ripped the phone from my hands, would not let me have my phone. Some words were exchanged. Obviously, we had all been drinking. Next thing I know, they've got the cops called on me. I was arrested that night.
Oh.
She kicked me out of her wedding, but then the kicker is, a few days later, she turned around and asked me to be in her wedding again.
Well, you said no, of course.
Oh, of course I did.
Yeah.
I said no, and she begged me for the dress back. She begged me for everything back.
No.
And I just ended up saying, well, for $1,500, you can have it back.
Yeah, it baffles me, like, why brides think that they get the dress back. Like, I paid for it. If I want that, I don't care if I'm never going to wear it, but if you kick me out of my wedding, you're not getting it back.
I was the only one who took pictures at her bachelorette party. And she begged me for all those pictures. No one else had the consideration to take pictures. She was begging me. I said, sorry.
Amanda.
You've gotten me arrested.
Amanda, when the cops come because they, the bachelorette party called on you, what do they say? I mean, do they laugh?
It was just crazy. Because
yeah.
They said that I was trying to drive. There was no evidence.
Okay.
It was in a, like,
but were the cops
property.
Understanding, or did it turn into be, like, more of a huge thing after that?
Oh, it kind of turned into a huge thing after that.
Sorry to hear that.
It was an ordeal.
That sucks, Amanda.
I mean, how many years you spend locked up after this? That's what I want to know.
She's actually calling us from prison.
You have a collect call from.
Yeah.
This is the 60-second Greenville jail warning. You have 60 seconds in the conversation left. One more.
Jennifer in Huntersville, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. So tell us what happened when you got kicked out.
So I actually did not get kicked out, but this was my wedding, and I had a friend from college that was just, like, a really good friend, like a brother, like, never moved furniture, nothing, right?
Right.
And so I asked him to be in my wedding as a groomsman, and he was engaged at the time, and his fiance then, had already, like, picked out tuxes for their wedding, which was, like, 8 months in advance, right? So when he went to go get the fitting for mine, she had, like, a total meltdown and, like, wouldn't allow him to be in the wedding because they were too similar, or that's what he told me anyway, that she was, like, so pissed that they were, like, so similar to what she had already chosen for their wedding.
Okay.
And she wouldn't allow him to be in my wedding.
So weird.
We can't have photos twice of you in the same suit.
Jennifer. Yeah. I'm basically.
Why? I don't even understand that reasoning.
It's not original,
yeah.
Loren.
I'm also. What I picked up from that, he got the suit 8 months in advance. Your weight could fluctuate. At least mine could. 8 months from now, I don't know where I'll be.
Maybe she just picked him out.
Yeah, mine's like 8 minutes in advance.
Yeah. I'll get my suit the week before, just to like
depending on what I had for lunch that day. All right, here's the breakdown, y'all. We're going to get a quick look at traffic. Then we're going to get some commercial-free music. Then we're going to get Charlie Puth.
Lots to do, but there's no commercials.
No commercials. It's an exclusive MRL show interview. And that's not all. We have intern Marissa ready to go in the elevator because today is National Talk in the Elevator Day. And so we're going to have an earpiece and we're going to tell her what to say as we go through the day in the elevator.
I look up to see what intern Marissa doing. She's practically laying down, relaxing.
Well, she had a long weekend. She was at a bachelorette party in Miami.
You
she's exhausted.
She's already. I look up and she's like taking a nap.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
One of our core artists that we play here on Kiss 95.1, Charlie Puth, came into town with Hailee Steinfeld last Friday. And we got to chat with him. Roy and I got to go backstage, hang out with him, and chat with him. We promised you we would play it for you, and here is our exclusive conversation with Charlie Puth.
You know, we got this really cool experience before we came back here. It was this Mix Halo soundcheck session where we got to hear you warm up for the big show tonight. And while you were up there, you said that last night you had a hush puppy for the first time.
I've never had a hush puppy. Where did I go? It's the 5-star smokehouse. I'm sure there's like a ton of them. What is it called? It began with an M.
Maybe it could be Midwood.
Yeah. It was Midwood. Yeah. I had hush puppies. I had the smoked chicken with the hickory sauce. I had the mac and cheese and some collard greens because vegetables. And it was probably the best meal I've had all year.
So you're a Jersey guy, and there's a lot of Jersey people down here in North Carolina. So if we went back home to Rumson,
yes,
Mom's gonna cook for you. What's she gonna make? What's your go-to dish?
We're gonna go out.
Where are you going?
We'll probably go to get some Italian food because that's what you do in New Jersey.
Yeah that's exactly right. We are excited to have you back here. It's going to be a great show along with Haley Steinfeld, another huge artist, along with yourself. I mean, your music is so influential to Kiss 95.1. You have no idea.
Every time I smile ear to ear every time I log on to Twitter and I see what do you guys do at 9 o'clock? You do something at 9 o'clock.
We have the Hot 7 at 7.
The Hot 7 at 7, and then like I'm somehow involved in that, and I'm just like, I don't suck. I'm relevant. Awesome.
And I saw you break out the keytar.
I brought out the keytar. It's actually part of an ensemble of all this vintage equipment. That's another vintage piece.
Look at that.
What do you have? Explain to the people who are listening on the radio.
This is my mini miniature studio. So whenever I get off stage, I just have all these songs in my head. And it's getting really redundant nowadays. Like, you know, voice notes. I use my phone to record, but I actually can't make the record. So I just brought the studio with me. So if I have the idea, I remember it in my head, and then I go right to the mini studio. And it's amazing because I feel that energy from all the fans. It's like, 8,000 people tonight? And then I go here and make a song. It's really amazing. I just did this, and that's really weird. But
with your hands, yeah.
Yeah. What songs have you made, like, in a mini studio before? Anything off the new album?
I just got this yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So this is – I've never had this luxury before. But on the road, I made Attention in Asia. I made How Long in the back of my tour bus on the Shawn Mendes tour with one broken speaker. And I finally told my label that, listen, I've made enough hits, like, in very inconvenient situations. At least give me something semi-luxurious.
Bro, you are in the same boat as we are. Like, we do morning radio, and, you know, it's like the bottom of show business. I mean, I really want to be Fallon.
Wait, why is more? No, morning radio is huge.
Ask Elvis. He'll say the same thing.
No.
Even Howard.
Howard.
But they say the same thing. They're like, radio just isn't, like, our studios are dumpy. Our equipment is beat up. Like, we don't even have a flag here that says what radio station we're with.
You know what? I agree. A petition for more flags, better flags, and better scrunchy things, better microphones.
Beasley Media Group.
Do you know how many people listen to you guys in the morning? I mean, geez.
We're number one, bro.
I know you're number one.
Thank you, Charlie.
Enough people listening. You need, like, get yourself like a moist towelette in the morning or something.
Right.
What they pass
exactly
United flights, United Airlines.
Hey, we got to let you get back to your studio. Mm-hmm. We got a quick game that we want to play. Do you want to play Guess the Famous Charlies? Name that Charlie.
Yeah, let's do. How many? I thought I was the only famous Charlie.
Well, we'll let Roy call him out. You have. Let's do. Put 60 seconds on the clock, Roy.
Okay. I don't have a clock, but thank you. Yeah, be my timer, Mike. Okay. All right. This Charlie is always winning, but not on 2.5 Men.
Oh, that's Charlie Sheen.
Ding. This Charlie is a silent movie star.
Charlie Chaplin, who used to live in my neighborhood. Well, he died, obviously, but he used to live in Whitley Heights, where I used to live in the Hollywood Hills.
Wow.
Cool.
I heard he actually talked in the neighborhood. Yeah, it was amazing.
He talked in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Three badass women who are crime solvers.
What?
Wait. Angels.
Oh, Charlie's Angels. No.
Give it to
him. Yeah, I didn't want him to lose. Oh, gosh. And then this Charlie is a pop star who booms and claps but doesn't keep an E in her name.
My friend Charlie SCX. Yay!
Famous Charlies with the Manny Roy of the Red Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Charlie, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. The music you make, the hits that we play from you on the morning show, it really means a lot.
Thank you guys for playing the way I am. No, I'm joking.
No, it's
perfect. Thank you, seriously.
Enjoy, enjoy. And more hush puppies next time.
More hush puppies and that nice sauce, that habanero sauce.
Lots going on in the studio today. Got some family visiting from out of town. Charlie Puth interview just went down. And Charlie said that he had never had a hush puppy before.
Right.
Now I have my brother, my cousin, and my nieces in here. And I guarantee you they're all from New Jersey. Kevin's from Chicago, my brother. Have any of you had a hush puppy before in your lives?
No.
None of you?
None of you. Have you ever had barbecue in your lives?
Yeah. Yeah. We had barbecue last night. We had Jim and Nick's.
Because hush puppies and barbecue are one and one. Like, if you get barbecue, you typically get a hush puppy.
No, you typically get cornbread, but a hush puppy is like a rolled, it's in a circle.
Yeah, you always, like, you go to Midwood Smokehouse, you go to Sauceman's, everywhere you go, hush puppies is a thing you get with your barbecue.
We got rolls. We got, those little rolls, the sweet, what are they, the sweet rolls or whatever
they're
called?
Oh, yeah, Jim and Nick's has the sweet rolls. Yeah.
But, all right, so listen, if you had to guess what a hush puppy is, describe it for Roy and Loren, what you think a hush puppy is.
Sounds like a pig in a blanket.
A pig in a blanket.
Nobody's ever had, like, Long John Silver's used to sell them.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Wow.
So it's pretty much cornmeal dough deep fried, essentially.
You explain it to them and they still don't know what it is.
Yeah. Like, no, what's cornbread?
Sounds like a type of shoe or something.
A type of shoe.
Type of shoe.
Yes, a hush puppy.
A hush puppy is a type of shoe, technically.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. You got to give it a shot.
All right, so go have hush puppies today. All right, okay. And report back to Roy immediately. Thank you, guys. There you go. So today is also National Talk in an Elevator Day. We have our intern, Marissa, in the lobby. Marissa?
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm perusing the lobby for somebody. Somebody's coming in.
What we would like to do is just get you in the elevator with them, and then we'll feed you questions to ask.
Yes.
Okay.
National Talk in an Elevator Day is observed annually. It encourages people to make conversation while riding an elevator. Most people use it to check their phones or messages or do whatever they can to not talk to someone. But this is the day where you're supposed to.
Yeah. You know, Roy and I got in an elevator, or Minnie and I got into an elevator with Roy, and the girl was eating something, and he said, "That smells good."
It was yogurt, and you go, "Smells good."
But that was it. Nothing else.
Trying to make conversation. The elevator was too quiet. Mm-hmm.
What'd she do?
She didn't. I don't think she said a word to
me. She moved away.
Yeah, I think she scooted.
I'm pretty sure you sniffed her, too, when you said that.
I was like, smells good.
Oh, man. Okay, so Marissa's waiting for someone to ride the elevator.
I'm in.
Oh, you're in.
Okay.
I'm going to hold it for her.
Okay, don't tell her that. Okay. Don't tell her you're on the phone with us.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Roy, first question. What should she strike up?
Why don't you get me on the spot for the first question?
Anything.
Ask him, what's that smell? Good.
Yeah, what's that smell?
Good.
What's that smell?
You smell that?
Who farted?
You didn't fart, did you?
She has
I definitely didn't, but I can smell something. So just...
Ask her what she had for breakfast.
Do you have, like, kale or anything for breakfast? It smells like a weird smell. You hate kale?
Well, so ask him if you want to hang out later. Can we hang out later?
Do you live in the city?
No, I
don't. Oh, so you wouldn't want to hang out later then?
I think we just heard a rejection.
That's a hard no. I felt that. Man, wow.
Are you dead?
Rejected that hard.
Is the ride over? Is she gone?
I'm not ready. Oh, this elevator's taking a while.
Ask her if you can at least be friends on Facebook.
Will you friend me on Facebook? Because Roy won't accept me if I have at least.
Mention us.
Don't mention us.
I can give you my name. I mean, I'm just an intern.
Oh, no. You can tell they're really in the elevator. Yeah, the phone breaking up.
Marissa.
I do like it.
By the way, we're only three floors. How long is this elevator ride?
It's pretty hot in here, don't you think? What floor are you going to? Because I'm only going to the third. Oh, this is me.
Wait, what's happening now? We're not even feeding you questions.
What, is today National Talk in the Elevator Day or something? Cut the chatter. Marissa, is she gone?
She's gone.
Okay.
She's gone. She left.
All right, good.
Now, by the way, I love the hard no you got when you want to hang out later.
That was awful. Embarrassing.
Once she mentioned Roy, she knew that she was probably on the radio.
I'm going to go back down.
Okay.
All right, don't mention us with the next person.
Yeah.
Okay.
And ask if they're dating. And then if they say yes or no, regardless, just go into about how bad your relationship has been.
Okay.
Like you think your boyfriend's cheating.
Okay, I'm right there. I got to go all the way back down now.
All right. Okay. Are you with someone?
Oh, here we go. No. That came all the way up.
Today's
That was weird.
Today's National Talk in the Elevator Day.
She hated me so much that we both got to the third floor and she took it back down.
Third floor, she took it back down.
She escaped.
I don't want her to know where I work. I'm going to do this over again.
I know.
All right, so
I thought she was going to the same floor as me.
We're going to do a... that's all
right. Okay. Cleaning. Okay.
Julia, our cleaning girl.
Yeah.
Ask her what's in the bottle she uses to clean with.
What's in that bottle?
Oh, ask her if she can sing. She does. She has a really good voice. Ask her if she sings.
Can you sing? I don't. You can sing? You can cry?
Told her
can
sing.
I hear it? Can I come with you? Do you need some help? Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
She sprays her with the cleaner. Back off.
She gets maced with Windex.
All right, Marissa. We're going to do a song and we're going to check back in with you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, there's Marissa. It's National Talk in an Elevator Day. So open up the chatter, open up the conversation.
Right.
When you're hanging out uptown today, maybe you're heading to one of the banks or your building, wherever it is, the doctor's office, the hospital, wherever you go, open up chatter.
Maybe not open with. Smells good.
Or what's in the bottle? Yeah, don't ask that either. All right, we'll check in with intern Marissa again coming up here in just about 6 minutes.
I just want to say I love all of you so much. I listen every single morning. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mamie, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Normally, we don't go this late on the show.
You're telling me.
Come on, Roy's fumes. Like,
Roy's doing this segment under protest.
There's not enough coffee in here.
But today's National Talk in an Elevator Day, and our intern Marissa is currently either in the lobby on the third floor here at our radio station or in the building lobby down on the first floor. And the whole objective is for us to feed her lines to talk to random people in the elevator. If you do it today, make sure, according to the National Day, you use the hashtag Talk in an Elevator Day and encourage conversation amongst each other. Let's check in with her. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, too. Yeah.
Tell them you've been trying to find the fourth floor. Do you know where?
I've been trying to find the fourth floor. Oh, there's no fourth floor. That explains everything.
Tell them that's odd because you went outside and you counted the floors, and there's definitely a fourth floor.
I definitely need floor number three then. Okay. You trying to go to the radio station? Yeah.
Tell them that is there a stairwell and floor number three to the fourth floor?
There's no stairwell to get to the fourth floor? There's no fourth floor. So somebody's kind of tricking me, you think.
Ask if they're dating.
Whoever's telling me that I'm supposed to meet them on the fourth floor.
Ask if they're single or dating.
On the fourth floor. You're not dating anybody, are you? I mean, oh, wow. You're married. Oh, you're married.
Hmm.
So, start telling them about your problems. Tell her about your problems.
So, like, I was married once, but just for, like, 48 hours, my parents got really upset. I went to Vegas and, like, didn't invite anybody, and I was married for, like, 48 hours, and that was it. So, who are you trying to meet here? You know, I don't really know.
Tell her that he cheated on you in that 48 hours.
Ask if she'll ride back down with you to talk more about it.
Yeah, just keep going on.
So, how long have you been married for? 17 years. Can you take another ride with me and tell me more about it?
No.
Oh, I hate elevators. Oh, you hate elevators. But you don't hate me, though, do you?
No.
Okay. Do you have any marriage advice?
Who is that?
Not really.
No, no advice? Don't do it in Vegas, though, right?
Just be who you are.
Be who I am. Oh, okay.
Say thank you.
Okay, so over here is where I can find the fourth floor? So through this door, there's no fourth floor. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to go back down.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Good job, Marissa.
Yeah.
Tremendous. Bravo. Awesome. Are you going back down again?
You want me to?
Hell yeah.
Getting
into a rhythm.
Okay.
Yeah, you're getting into a rhythm. All right. You know what you have to do. How about that weather?
Okay.
And if they say, like, it's hot or it's raining, be like, what? No, it's not. Just do the opposite.
Gorgeous out.
She was so confused by the "Are you dating anyone?" question.
I know who it is. She just popped her face in the door.
Who was it?
Jen.
That's how I could.
Jen Bell?
Yeah, she's awesome. She hung in there. Anybody? Walter, our boss.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
I don't talk on elevators.
Our show would get canceled on the way
up.
Who
are you?
No more. The intern program is hereforth canceled. Nobody?
Hold on. I'm sorry. Are you guys going up? You want to share?
Want to share?
Yeah. What for?
I'm an Uber.
Picking up tickets?
Yeah.
All right, that's the fourth floor.
There's no fourth floor.
Ask them what they won tickets to.
The war tour! Yeah!
We got a ticket the other day on the weekend.
Yeah!
Hey, that's
location.
Us.
On which one?
Yeah, that's
us.
Oh,
this isn't the right floor. Huh? Oh, no. I know. Hold on.
Ask specific questions about, like, Warped Tour. Be like, hey, what are you planning on doing?
What are you wearing?
I'm doing it for sure. Rocking out. Are you guys dating?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you going to wear tonight?
What are you guys going to wear? Is it what's your for tonight?
Yeah, it's
open at 11.
So.
11 at night?
No, 11.
Like
ask them if they need help getting dressed
later.
Sorry,
I haven't been to bed yet.
Do you need help getting dressed later?
She's like,
you
that's
you want to peruse my closet? I live locally. I have a lot of work clothing.
Right. An hour.
You live an hour from here? You totally should raid my closet. I can help you out. I feel like I have that exact shirt. And we probably use the same hair product. Oh, here we are.
Is his girlfriend there? She's probably like, who's this girl talking to my man?
You guys been dating for a long time? 8 months. Man.
Tell him that.
When's he going to propose?
When's he
going to
propose?
When's he
going to
propose?
Yeah.
Are you
going to
propose
to
me?
Maybe tonight at Warped Tour.
A little forward.
All right, get back in here.
You only have two tickets, right? You don't have a third one for me.
Oh, okay. Marissa, get back in here. Good job. There you go. Yay! National Talk on Elevator Day.
Charlotte's number one hit music station.